Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
Are the Midnight Movie Nights
with a K,
two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, May 23rd, 2015, and I am Siebes.
I'm that fragging cat.
I'm also Miranda Janelle on Twitter.
Okay. Well, if you want to interact with us during the live show, send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod, or just send a tweet any other time too.
Yeah. Wait, why are things flickering on my screen? That's weird. I don't know.
Everything's flickering.
What's going on here? What's going on is that the Ducks are playing
Blackhawks.
Yes, thank you. And not the Ball Blackhawks, from Ball Junior High on Ball Road in Anaheim, California. No. They are playing the Chicago Blackhawks. And it is currently 4-4 in the second overtime with 19 minutes and 2 seconds to play. So if we sound a little distracted, it's because we're watching the game and we're doing a show. But hey, we know that at least half of our audience is watching the game right now, too. Or at least, our potential live audience, that is. Yeah. At the very least, half of them are watching the game right now.
Let's go Ducks.
As well. Yeah, go Ducks. Even unless you're Johnny and you're rooting for the wrong team. But hey, wouldn't it be Johnny if he wasn't doing it wrong?
We still like you anyway, Johnny.
Yeah, even if you're a contrarian bastard. All right, well.
He should like ducks. They're close to geese. And geese can be Canadian.
Sure.
So, there you go, Johnny. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to talk about last week's flick pick. Just a little bit, because it stayed with me all week. Ended up talking to some of my coworkers about it, and just the more I talked about it and the more I thought about the movie, the more I liked it. It's just... it was just a fun, interesting concept.
Ex Machina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I not say that already?
No, I don't think you did. You just said this... our last week's flick pick. I was just going to remind anyone listening.
Yeah,
or
so
who hadn't heard
episode
it.
72, Ex Machina. The thing that really stuck with me was how hyper, how she made use of her sexuality, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized, okay, well there is that one quip about. And I know I brought this up last week, but I kept thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the more and more it made sense. Maybe it's because I was convincing myself. I don't know. I think I'm overthinking it. I tend to do that a lot. but the bit about Caleb asking Nathan if he used his porn preferences to design Ava's appearance. and Nathan firing back with the little what are search engines best at? And just the more I thought about that, with how search engines, he used the aggregate data of how people were searching, using the search data as a map of how people think. And he used that to seed the AI. Yeah, it kind of makes sense that you would end up with a hyper-sexualized bot. Just, I don't know. I thought that was just interesting thought that I keep having over and over and over and over and over again. Never gets old.
Well, it was made as a woman, so, you know, isn't that true anyway? Don't y'all use that?
Some, yes, some can use sexuality as a weapon, but it's no different than how men use theirs. I mean, come on. You know that there's a ton of dudes. I was just showing you a clip from New Girl earlier today.
Oh, and that guy is ego.
Schmidt.
Yeah. He's full of it.
But there's plenty of douchebag guys like that out there that you know, they'll just take their shirt off in the middle of a conversation. You know, yeah, they got the freaking chiseled abs and all that. You know, how is that?
This is a business meeting. What the?
Yeah. But how is that? How is that any different from a woman using her assets?
It's just funny you put it that way. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just part of being human. I don't know.
I'll figure that out someday then, I guess.
Why? You're a cat.
Yeah. I don't understand you people.
Oh, all right. Yeah, but like I said, that movie kind of stuck with me. I kept thinking about different parts of it. Oh my God, I forgot to bring this up on Getting Geeky. But John Grant Cumming got a snapshot of the source code that was on the screen in Ex Machina, and it ended up being when you run the code through Python, it prints out an ISBN number, and the book is basically about machine cognition. So this is just a nice little Easter egg buried in the movie.
And, okay, that's cool.
And like I said, John Grant Cumming was the one who ended up doing the legwork on that. And if you don't know his name, he was the guy that organized the petition for the British government to pardon Alan Turing after, you know, he was persecuted for being homosexual and chemically castrated and ultimately ended up claiming his own life. But he got a formal apology from the British government after putting up a petition. Well, I'm not capturing you with this at all. All right, am I?
I was wondering where you're going. You were going down a rabbit hole again.
No, it's just I brought someone up and just in case people, you know, I mean, I'd try not to assume that everyone has the knowledge or same interests that I do.
You were worried whether it was whether it was real or Hollywood code before.
Well,
you were hoping
yeah.
somebody did get a shot of that. So
yeah, and it's real code, and it actually, you know, it's a nice Easter egg.
That's cool.
And a respected computer scientist was the one who ended up figuring it out. So I was just sharing a story with the potential listening audience.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You were watching hockey, weren't you?
What's double overtime?
Yeah. But we're doing a show.
I know. Did you have the TV on? What? Oh, just, I was looking at tweets, too. I've got tweets going on, and I'm listening to what you have to say, and I don't know what's going on out there with the Twitter.
Everyone's son of a... About...
What? Oh, piss.
Oh, God! No! Why am I yelling into the microphone?
I don't know. People are going, oh, shit.
Okay, so, yeah, I looked up at the wrong time to freaking see one get past Anderson.
So that makes him...
let's see, this is game... Yeah, this is game four.
Yeah.
So the Ducks just fell. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay.
They'll get Monday's game.
Now I'm grouchy. That's all right. That's all right. There's more sports ball that we can put on. I don't need to repeatedly watch the Ducks lose. Thank you. Instant replay. Let's check to see how the Dodgers are doing, since you know this is a show that's predominantly a discussion somewhat related to movies. It's really just the cat and I hanging out, you know, talking to each other. Yeah.
We could justify it with the Ducks game. We did watch the Mighty Ducks a few weeks ago. But we've never watched a baseball game. Well, we did watch a league of their own. Let's see if anyone in this game cries.
God, that's funny. Did you see the tweet that just came in?
No.
Read it.
It's the one from Jim.
From Jim, yeah.
It says, I hear yelling. Was there a bear? It was a Blackhawk.
Yeah. I wish I had that clipped, but I don't. Getting Geeky came to a screeching halt on Thursday after there was a bear discovered at the home of one of our callers. It was quite the surprise, and it left all of us concerned, but also kind of laughing, and frankly, I loved it. Not an ideal way to end the show. I mean, you know, slightly worrying, like, oh my god, there's a bear. But then you realize, hey,
yeah, he's fine.
And, yeah, you know, yeah, things are right he's now, gonna so be fine. He's dealt with bears before, and
out there wrestling bears. Roar!
Yeah. What the hell? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Motherfucker. You have to do that closer to your microphone if you want that to pick up. Or
I didn't want it to pick up or all that loud.
You can just plug that in. Do it. You have to move faster than that. The moment's gone. It's just gone.
I wanted it to be in the background. Otherwise, I would have put it close
to
the mic.
Yeah, but you don't know that your microphone even picked it up. How do we know that actually went out?
I think it did.
Ay.
We'll get confirmation in a minute or so. After the delay.
Oh, we don't have to get confirmation. We could just, you know, go on and pretend like that never happened.
Okay. So baseball. No one's crying yet.
Nice.
You know, it would be fun if they combined this with hockey. They could put it on ice. That would be
baseball.
Awesome.
Oh, that's just wrong.
What, baseball on ice?
No, seeing Matt Kemp in a Padres uniform. Hey, there's the score. 2-0 Dodgers. End of the eighth. Awesome. I was going to turn the TV off, but seeing as how they're at home and it's the end of the eighth, we've only got 3 more pitches to go. 3 pitches? No. 3 more outs. Yeah.
Bunch of pitches.
Hey, Pitch Perfect 2's out.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that.
Saw it already?
No, I'm
How
saying,
was it? Was it great?
Did it actually go do better than Mad Max? I didn't even check. I knew it was, but
No, I didn't. I didn't check. I'm more concerned with Yeah, our connection's gone down.
So we're not on?
Weird.
We'll just keep
Wait, going. How could the connection go down?
I don't know. Drunk night?
No, it's connecting to the computer down here. That's what's sending the signal out.
I don't know.
You're
the technical one.
Well, let's just go on and what in the hell?
All right, so Pitch Perfect. We did watch that one once, didn't we? Wasn't that one of the episodes?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that one again.
I know that you and I did watch it together.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that one again. And I guess what I see of two is, don't they go on an overseas trip or something? I thought I saw one of the trailers that had him over in England or Paris or somewhere, and that kind of makes me think they're jumping the shark with that. Because isn't that the go-to in the next movie with a group of people? They go overseas to play, like the Bad News Bears in Japan.
Well, I mean, once you've already won it all in your own country, you have to go somewhere else.
and beat the crap out of another country.
What are you going to do? Go. Okay. Well, you could have the movie where you defend your title.
Rocky did go to Russia.
Okay, so I can't connect to that computer at all. Interesting.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, I wonder what happened to it.
A tweet that said, "Where did we go?"
Yeah.
Another tweet.
Hey, send out a tweet letting people know what's going on. I guess maybe we'll pause this while I fix this. Open up the window.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, who else would I be talking to?
I don't know. Window open.
Wait, Dave would ever actually open it.
Window open. Let's get IMDb.
Fuck IMDb.
IMDb. It opened. Give me a try.
Fine, I'll open the window myself.
Oh, open the window.
Fuck, you're tired.
I'm sitting in front of your computer. You say open the window. That's where my mind goes.
We're back on air. Okay.
Well, that was fun.
Motherfucker!
So, server died. Yeah. I brought it back to life long enough for, you know, hopefully it'll continue for the rest of the show. I've been meaning to replace that anyway and move it up to a cloud server.
It decided for you, huh?
Yeah, more or less. So I know what I'm doing after the show. God, how much time did we lose there? I don't know.
A few minutes, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was more than a few minutes, but hey, whatever. It turns out I still have all of the cables necessary to
patch everything together.
Yeah. No, it's been in a headless server configuration for a long time, but when the smart status is failing, no bueno. That means the hard drive is on its way out. Which pretty much just means as soon as we finish with this, I will be running SpinRite on it, and hopefully it'll identify the problems and fix them long enough for me to get most everything off of it. But yeah, that's
the you level of fun.
Say what?
I said you yelled at me.
When I say open the window, I don't mean on the fucking computer.
You said open a window.
No, I said open the window.
No, you said open a window. Had you said open the window, I would have opened the window. But you said open a window. I'm sitting in front of a computer. You're trying to work on things over there, so I'm thinking, okay, you got the stream going, and it's fucking hot, and
there's no moving air in here, and there's a freaking dust cloud because I just moved a server that hasn't been moved in a long time, and I shot a little compressed air at it without thinking. You know, it's fucking hot and stuff. You open a goddamn window. Not on your computer.
I thought you wanted me to see if it was working, if we were connected or something. Come on, I was sitting in front of a computer. You say open a window, not open the window.
I maintain I said open the window.
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, boo-hoo. Baby gonna cry?
Seems. Now, the next time you say that, I get up to open the window, you're going to want me to open a window on the computer.
If I want you to open a fucking window on the computer, I will tell you a specific window to open. Go to IMDb, look up Tomorrowland, bring up the vital statistics, make sure that we have enough to talk about it, because it is our flick pick for the evening.
True. It's a good movie.
Keep talking, I'll be right back.
Okay. You're being attacked by wires. They're trying to injure you. So, all right, good. She's out of here now. I don't have to get yelled at. But, oh man, has it been a day or what? I think everyone we know has been having a bad day. I was afraid to go out. I was looking at Twitter and just different messages from different people. I'm not going outside today. I'm going to stay wrapped up in a safety cocoon for 24 hours, which I probably should have at this point now. Things have gone bad. Things have gone really bad. Things were exploding. I said, the Ducks lost. Thanks, Blackhawks. Stupid birds. What is a Blackhawk? Is it a bird of some kind, like a raven, or I don't know. It's bad.
Their logo or mascot logo, whatever. Yeah, logo. Their logo is a Native American.
Well, that explains it.
So I'm guessing we are talking about the Black Hawk tribe.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just going off on everything that's going bad.
You would think between the two of us, you would have the closer connection.
Yeah, you would think, but no. I'm the one who uses bad words for. I started to say those people. Damn.
Racist kitty.
Yeah. But no, I was just going off on how things were bad today. And I thought we were immune to it. We were having a good day. And then internet and computer just decided to say, nope, you are not immune. No show for you.
Yeah, hold on. I need to get the server configuration off of it immediately. That's not sounding good. So, yeah, can you keep talking, Kitty?
Okay. So, I was going to bring up the one right before we got home. We went to go get something to eat, and I did ask you. You were asking me what we wanted, what was good for dinner, and I said, are you tired of Chipotle? You just like, and I said, yeah, that was a stupid question. Dumb kitty. I even tweeted it out. But yeah, that was stupid. Because I think you had it yesterday. So I was like, well,
yes, I
probably
did.
Too tired of it. But nope. Dumb question.
I don't get tired of Chipotle.
But, and as we were leaving, there was some kid, 8, 9 years old.
Just, oh, she was so cute.
Just dancing around, all happy and stuff. I said, I wish I could be that happy. Being a grown-up sucks. No dancing or anything.
Well, but you can also tell she was having a lot of fun with her outfit.
Yeah,
you know, she was
twirling.
She was wearing a long skirt and she was just dancing around like no one was watching and she was very purposely doing twists and she was just having a nice girly moment. It was really flipping cute.
Yeah, I got jealous of it. I just wanted to be happy. Not be an adult and have to worry about stupid stuff. Adult things.
Dropbox.
Hate being a grown up. And what'd you say to me? You said, so you'd be happy being a 9-year-old girl.
Well, who wouldn't be? Right?
Yeah, to which I said, yes.
I just want to get this in Dropbox, even though Dropbox isn't running right now, so it's not going to sync. But hey, all right. Already. All right, the one bit of vital configuration has been copied over. I can see TFO.
Would you?
All right. Well, no, because now I actually need to switch our broadcast source after I shut down the server. So we are going to go away for just a moment, folks, and we will be right back. Alrighty, we are officially back on air. Woohoo! Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I wanted to say thanks, Jim. He said, hashtag team open a window.
Yeah. money has left the bank, but not made it to the credit card yet. What the hell is he talking about? Oh, I don't know. I lost track of everything there.
I think that was from earlier today.
I don't know. I really don't. Oh, hey, I'm looking at my personal account. I'm not looking at Midnight Movie Nights. Got too many windows open. Oh, yeah.
I'm not
trying to
say
fix things at the last second. Look at that. And now iTunes won't quit. See, nothing's going right, folks. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I think Diane's still out there. Diane, hope.
And why did that fucking play?
I don't know.
Oh, because I have the quick look open.
Oh.
On it. Okay. All right. I'm getting my. I'm getting my. My. The various windows. You know. On. Yeah. Those are applications, not windows. Well, you were in the browser. I suppose you can call that a new window. Fine. Fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Apology accepted.
Fuck off. You didn't open the goddamn window when it was hot.
I opened two windows, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I opened IMDb and some other random window. So, meh. Meh.
Yeah. He's being difficult, folks. Someone smack him. I'm having all kinds of problems. My microphone, the boom just decided, I'm going to give out. My microphone just dropped.
It's your computer getting back at you saying, that's it, I'm done. Drops the microphone.
But that computer's already off.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I turned that one off.
Okay.
And actually, I can shut this one off over here. Wow, this has got to be like the worst show we've done yet.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. All right, whatever. So.
We can do worse. I strive for us to be worse than this.
That's something I wanted to talk about. When we were, after we saw the movie and we were headed back home, before we went to Chipotle, you had said something. It became clear that you were very tired. And so I said, you know, we can always
postpone. That was funny.
I can make words.
Speak good.
Yeah. So we can postpone. You know, let you get some rest. And you had a legitimate concern that you would forget things if we postponed. And frankly, that's some concern for me as well.
What, just lose because it was so fresh in our minds, the
yes.
movie? Yeah, because I think you said once we got right out of the movie, yes, if I wanted to take a nap or something. No, if I sleep well, forget it. Or I'll just sleep right through the showtime, which I would have if I'd gone to sleep.
And that's not like you've ever done that before. Ever.
Not without seeing a movie first during the day.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah.
I am calming down here.
Okay, that's good. Chill.
Hey, it looks like the Giants got... they're in the bottom of the sixth. I'm assuming the Dodgers won. Everything started going to hell, and then I looked up and the game was over, so...
I wasn't even paying attention either, but...
Yeah.
You did say if we could postpone it. Said, no, I didn't want to be that show. I didn't want to be that pod. One that would take a break and then get kind of comfortable with the idea that we could take a break. And I like that we've done a show without pause. Not pause. At any point. Except for the one time that we lost the show, but we did it the next day. So,
wait, we lost a show?
The recording or something didn't happen sometime
really?
Last year. Yeah. I think it was like episode 12 or 15.
That's all it took for us to lose a recording? Wow. All right. Anyway.
It was when we were live. We did do one of the first live shows, and then, you know, everyone who heard it live heard the original, but it wasn't recorded.
Well.
So we had to do it the next day, which wasn't bad.
Okay. Well, but it...
Other than
it just made it made me think of something that you said, you know, before that you don't want to take a break. You know, you don't want to take a week off. You want to have the consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something that we've been working at, you know, being ready to go at 9, you know, watching the movie beforehand so that we can actually have something to talk about. And hopefully have I don't think either of us are going for intelligent conversation.
I know I'm not. I haven't before. I'm not going to start now. I'm resistant to change.
No, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And if it ends up being intelligent conversation, that would be a first.
Yeah, if I want to hear something in depth about a movie, I don't know what podcast I'll listen to.
Yeah. Oh yeah, which one's that?
The SLS cast.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got another one that I'm listening to right now as well. Not just the other guys, but they are my go-to podcast for serious movie talk. But I've talked about what Lorio Petrucci's doing over at Geeks Life. One of the shows over there is Entertainment Geeks, and I'm digging that show. It's pretty cool. Alrighty. So we saw Tomorrowland. Oh, yeah. Wait, one last thing. Definitely on board with the consistency, and I like this idea. It's given me another thing that I can control, and we both know that I like to control things.
Do you?
No, not okay. At all. Never. I wouldn't ever try that.
Okay.
What's with this AM/PM cowboy commercial?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I wasn't watching.
I don't know.
There's no game on, so I wasn't paying attention anymore.
Yeah, let's just jump into our flick pick, shall we?
Okay.
The flick pick.
So, as mentioned before, we did go to see Tomorrowland. That was our flick pick, and I enjoyed it. I'd heard about it before. I think there were even some teasers that were tossed out a couple of months ago or something. Didn't seem like it would interest me. It seemed like it was some kind of fantasy movie, which I guess it kind of is. It's science fiction-y, but I just had no interest in it.
It looked really neat from the first couple of trailers. Okay. Getting another little FU from the microphone here. why can't things just work?
It's all good. Chill out. Breathe.
Seriously. Yeah. Oi. Sure. Yeah. All right. It looked interesting from the first couple of trailers, but I have to say it was the third trailer that really made me. I was already interested, knew I would want to see it from the first two, but that third trailer where they actually show the more of the home invasion and the actual struggle.
Was that trailer, did you see that online or did you see it when we went to the theater?
I saw it online first.
Was that the same one in the theater? Was it a couple of weeks ago? We went to watch a movie and it was a trailer. That's what kind of interested me.
Did it have the home invasion?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right.
Yeah, it was that trailer that, I saw something I didn't expect from a Disney movie in that trailer. And I first saw it when I was in the office. It was lunchtime. I was poking around on the internet and saw that trailer. And at the moment where the Stargate looking hoop thing drops over the one guy and then they knock off the hand and it's just like, whoa, okay, that's kind of insane for a Disney movie. But then being followed up with the guy running through the laser grid and getting sliced up into 27 different pieces. That made me actually jump backwards. It shocked me so much. I jumped a good 2 feet back.
Wow.
And I just was not expecting that. And that's what did it for me. It was that moment. They showed me something that I was not expecting. Now I've had, I haven't seen anything that Brad Bird has done that I haven't absolutely loved. I don't remember The Iron Giant as well as I would like, but I do remember really, really enjoying that. And of course, there's The Incredibles.
Yeah, definitely like that one. I think I've seen Iron Giant once years ago.
But then
Incredibles I've seen.
Finding out that Brad Bird wrote the screenplay for Batteries Not Included.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to like that one then.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. I used to love those little flying little buggers.
I didn't know he had anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He wrote the whole thing?
The screen. Here, watch. Click on his name. Yeah, there in your window.
Thank you.
No, go back up. You had your cursor was right on top of it, and then you moved it.
Clicky, clicky. Okay.
Yeah, see, nothing's working. Yeah, now scroll down and go to his writing credits. Let's see, right? Oh, wait. Yeah, there you go. And look at it. Yeah, see? There you go. Screenplay. Battery's not included.
Wow. Oh, he did Family Dog? I remember that show. Barely.
That I don't remember. And that was...
It was animated. It was a TV series.
Huh.
I think it only had one episode, though, but it was just... It's hard to explain. I can't remember all of it. I just remember what the dog looked like, and he was with a crazy family. But I think he was behind the scenes trying to keep everything together with these nuts.
So it was kind of like Bud and what's it called? Married with Children?
A little bit, yeah.
I always thought that was kind of his role.
Just to watch out for the family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make comments on the idiots. You know, it's what he did.
It's what he do.
Yep. Alrighty. So yeah, Brad Bird never hasn't let me down yet. And for the longest time, I didn't even know that he was connected with this Tomorrowland production.
Bless you.
Choking.
Just breathe. Breathe. I'd heard about Lindelof being part of it as a writer, but
no,
I didn't think I knew anything about Brad Bird.
It wasn't until that third trailer that I really started looking into the movie. So that really was the one that did it for me. And going into this movie, it did not disappoint.
No.
It didn't disappoint at all. First of all, we saw it in IMAX.
Yeah.
Was that your first IMAX movie?
No, I watched Star Trek Into Darkness on IMAX.
Oh, okay. Good.
But the only problem with that was it was packed, and I was like in the first or second row of seats on one side. So every time it was Star Trek 2009, I think. Yeah. But I was watching, I had to look on the other side of the room for the Enterprise, and then turn my head completely to the right to see the other ships. So that's not the best way to watch an IMAX movie, in the first row, like on sitting on the right side of the screen.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. No, not at all.
But luckily I'd seen it, you know, in a regular theater before. Just it would have been cool to see it in IMAX, you know, at a distance, not right there up Kirk's nose.
Now, we sat towards the center of the theater, really kind of towards the dead center of the theater. We were about halfway up and pretty close to the center of the aisle.
Yeah, I think it was a good place to sit. It looked good.
Well,
sounded good.
See, we had that whole extra like walkway, so we could really stretch out our legs, because both of us are 6 foot tall or taller, so having additional leg room was quite nice. We weren't even aiming at the dead center of the theater. We were just looking for a place to stretch out.
Yeah. We got there as the trailers were going.
Mm.
We got to sit down
trailers
before the good trailer hit.
Yeah, we got a little Star Wars Episode 7 action going on, and it was awesome. I mean, first of all, why don't you tell everyone what I was wearing today?
Your Star Wars shirt.
Which one?
The one that looks kind of like a jersey.
The Star Wars 77 shirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
You even got a compliment on it, didn't you? When we were going in?
Yeah.
At the stand.
Yep. Right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but...
I think they just said that was a cool shirt. So I just thought it was cool that they noticed it.
Yeah. I was also wearing my Millennium Falcon necklace.
What were the earrings?
The Jedi Order.
Oh. I knew they had to be related.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, lightsaber earrings? I know you have the sonic screwdriver earrings.
I thought I ordered lightsaber earrings, but... Oh, no, no, no. I know what happened. They didn't have... They didn't have the ones I wanted. They only had Yoda and Darth Vader. But
what were you looking for?
I was looking for Anakin's.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically I was looking for the blue earrings.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wait, it's not just the hilt, it's the actual, like a lightsaber?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're over on ThinkGeek. They're cool.
Groovy.
Yeah, I think at one point they had Obi-Wan's as well. But I don't know. I haven't thought about those in quite a while. But now that I am thinking about them, I'm sure they'll show up, you know, randomly at some point.
You're talking about leg room. I wanted to bring up something.
Well, but we were talking about Star Wars.
Okay.
We got to see the latest The Force Awakens trailer. IMAX screen.
Yeah. That was awesome.
The Force is strong in my family.
I thought you were going to pass out.
Well, I kept like nudging you. I was, you know, like, oh my God, 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 oh my God.
I stopped whatever it was I was doing completely. I just took.
just
the opening scene with the desert and the Star Destroyer, you know.
Yeah, but when there was just this cool moment when both of us realized at the same time, oh my God, this is the Star Wars trailer. Oh my God.
On the screen.
Oh my God. On the IMAX screen, the Star Destroyer was so huge. And then Vader's helmet. But the thing that really, you know, like, you know, Luke reaching out to R2 and... And then the handover of the lightsaber, you know, like, you know, my sister has it, and you see the lightsaber. There was this really cool freaking moment when I looked at that thing, and on the IMAX screen, the lightsaber was bigger than us.
I'm surprised nobody heard you. You said that kind of loud.
I did?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I'm gonna need to rein that in.
Star Wars.
Yeah, who are we? Well, I was gonna say I'm gonna need to rein that in before Christmas because I can't be doing that in the theater when we go see it opening night at the midnight screening. Of course,
everyone else will probably be saying the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah, but we do have to see it at the midnight showing.
I'm for that.
I will take the next day off of work.
Midnight or 8 o'clock, because they are getting earlier with those.
It's
gotta be the first showing. We'll go overseas if we have to.
That would be fun. Go to Australia.
Yeah, if you know, I could go by a bus or something. I don't know. A ship.
You can't drive to Australia.
I'm good with flying for a couple of hours, and it's over land. Wait a minute. Okay, maybe that would be cool. Because on the way back, maybe we'll crash and end up on an island.
No? We could go hang out with Doc.
Oh, that would be cool. You could see it before everyone else. Before the world, they are like a week or two ahead.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, my God. Which yeah, I don't even know where else to be. Just... The lightsabers were bigger than us. I'm going to be holding on to that one for a long time.
You get that kind of reaction. I'm going to, when we go see the movie, I'm going to take like a tarp or a poncho or something to cover myself up because it'll be like a Gallagher show or something with all those geeks getting excited over Star Wars movies.
Screaming fangirls.
Yeah. And probably boys too.
Oh, no, but they'll be screaming like girls.
Yeah.
Because it's Star Wars.
Because when he hits his sister over the, with the music. Yeah.
Except they won't hit their microphone when they do it.
That didn't happen.
No, not at all. Hey, you got too much tension on your cable there.
Okay.
It never ends, folks. It never ends. So it was very much so nice to see the trailer up on an IMAX screen. That's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And then we saw the movie, but that was it was from the creative genius behind The Incredibles as well. So hey, everything was incredible. I really like what they did with the title card. No, not the title card. The little intro. Instead of showing Cinderella's castle.
Oh yeah.
Like they do usually for Disney. They showed Space Mountain. It was really, really cool. It was totally Tomorrowland themed. I thought that was a nice touch.
Now you're gonna have to explain this Tomorrowland thing. What does it have to do with Disney? Is that like a part of the theme or something?
It is one of the lands inside of Disneyland. So when you first walk into Disneyland, you end up, you know, you've got the main entrance, and then you can go through one of two tunnels that will take you out to Main Street, USA. And there's a bunch of shops. There's a nice little theater that you can walk in. And that's where Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. There's that theater. And then there's also another theater where you can go see some of the original Disney cartoons.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite spots to go, especially on a hot day. Just duck in there, watch some cartoons for a bit. It's kind of cool.
Okay, that wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, and so you keep going down, Main Street a little bit, and then you veer off to the right. There's a little red wagon over there, and you order yourself a corn dog. And enjoy the nice, lovely corn dog, and continue off to the right over into Tomorrowland.
You've been to Disneyland a lot.
I worked there for like 5 years, dude.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And so off to the left, you can go to Frontierland or Adventureland. You can get to both right through there. If you've heard of the Jungle Cruise, that's over in Adventureland.
Okay, I was going to ask what Adventureland was.
I thought you were going to cough. Sorry.
No. I could figure out what Frontierland was for myself, but Adventureland I wasn't too sure about. That was like medieval, or what'd you say, like jungle?
It's definitely more, it's where you would find the Jungle Cruise and the Indiana Jones ride and the Swiss Family Robs. Oh, I mean Tarzan's Treehouse. It's also... The Tiki Room is over there. Easily the most annoying attraction at Disneyland. People think it's a small world. And we will come back to It's a Small World. But no, the Tiki Room is far more annoying.
Okay.
But so if you go the Frontierland route, you can veer around and go to Big Thunder Mountain or Big Thunder Ranch. Yeah, there's also the Golden Horseshoe. That's it's a nice little spot to eat. And then you can continue through either Adventureland or Frontierland over to the Rivers of America, which is it's where you'll find the Mark Twain and the Columbia. And now the Columbia was the ship that the Black Pearl was based on in Pirates of the Caribbean. And speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean, it's also right there, right over by the Rivers of America. And you can follow all of that through while you're in that area, you are in New Orleans Square, which is where I worked. I originally started at the French Market. I was there for a couple of months, and then my manager took a position up at Club 33, and she liked me a lot and brought me with her. So that's Club 33 is in New Orleans Square. It's up above everything else, and for good reason, because we all thought that we were better than everyone else.
Jerks.
That's what everyone always thought. That, seriously, like, just because we worked there, we're instantly snobs.
Assholes. Hate people like that.
Whatever.
Dicks.
Look, just because the park was open 24 hours and the people at Club 33, you know, have, you know, set hours that the restaurants open, so they didn't have to take part in the 24-hour business. I wonder if that's actually still the case. They did the 24-hour thing once while I was working there, and we were immune from it. I still picked up an additional shift and worked overnight for one of them. Or maybe that was a grad night. I don't remember. Anyway, so from New Orleans Square, you can keep following things back and get over to Critter Country, which is where you're going to find Splash Mountain. But on the way, you'll go by the Haunted Mansion, and the canoes would be out to your right as you're walking into Critter Country. And Splash Mountain's there, but also the Winnie the Pooh ride. And that is one where, honestly, I just want to get as much pot as I possibly can and just get as high as I can tolerate and go on the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Why?
You'll understand once I get you to Disneyland and we go on it. That's just, that ride looks like a trip.
Well, Dave already went to Disneyland this morning. It was open with their party, and he disappeared during the night, and he brought you a present.
Yes, I did see that present, and we'll go ahead and tweet that out.
So you go through
the other one. You know, since I'm now talking about
you're the map.
Yeah, abusing a prescription for recreational purposes. If I'm going to do that. The Winnie the Pooh ride will not be my last stop. I also want to go on the Alice in Wonderland ride, which is in Fantasyland, another land inside of Disneyland. Apparently someone outside is not very happy with something. But hey, maybe they'll give us more context. I just don't know. No, the Alice in Wonderland ride would be another one to go on completely high.
Is that like the teacups?
No, I don't want to go on the... God. My brother made me hate the teacups. He was always really good at spinning it, and turns out I've got inner ear issues. Things I didn't know when I was a kid. But that...
Did you projectile vomit?
No.
Well, that would have learned him.
Well...
You spin, I spew.
I wasn't that smart. I always got really dizzy and super sick, and I found out later that I've got these little calcifications in my ear that trigger vertigo if they move incorrectly, and or not incorrectly, but if things get out of sync, if they're not moving at the same rate, it will trigger vertigo and have fun. not really. It sucks. and then I also end up getting hit with tinnitus as well. I don't think those... I can't remember if my doctor said that's connected to those calcifications. But yeah, finding out what's wrong with your ears is a lot of fun. Doing the hearing tests in the isolated booth and getting the... I don't remember if it was a CAT scan or an MRI or what, but having to go in the machine and all that. How did we get on this?
I don't know. Was that in tomorrow?
Oh, you were talking about the teacups. I've never been a fan of the teacups or any ride that spins, just because it really screws with my ears and I start feeling very, very sick. And no, the Alice in Wonderland ride, that one looks like it would be quite the trip. And the one that I know will freak me the hell out. Well, no. Another ride to go on while high would be Peter Pan. You know, flying over the night sky. That looks like it would be a lot of fun. And then finally, the Piece de Resistance. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you will. And we will get you over to Disneyland, and you will experience all of this at some point, hopefully soon, in the future.
Yeah. The future, where Tomorrowland is.
Yes. And when we do inevitably end up going to Tomorrowland, because that is our flick pick, and we have not talked about it at all.
I've been trying.
Say what?
I've been trying.
Well, you got me talking about Disneyland.
Yeah, my favorite subject.
Yeah. So, Tomorrowland. The absolute must-see in there. It's Star Tours, of course.
Doesn't have like a Star Wars theme to it?
Oh, yeah.
Probably now more than ever, right?
It's been there since the 90s. Oh my god, I got the cutest story about Star Tours. It had just opened, you know, maybe like 6 months beforehand. And this was before any of us had actually worked at Disneyland. This is when we were annual pass holders. My brother had gone on it before once. And he convinced the entire family to go on it because, you know, Star Wars, right? You know.
Yeah.
That's just the standard, you know, it's just, yeah, because Star Wars.
You don't have to say any more than that.
Okay. My brother even convinced my mom to go on the ride. Mom doesn't go on rides. My mom taught me the great art of people watching. It's rather fun. Mom also likes perusing in the shops and everything, but she's just not big on the rides.
Okay. Yeah.
Not and it has nothing to do with fast rides or, you know, or like even It's a Small World or anything like that, you know. So when mom goes on a ride, it's something special. So mom goes on the ride with us. My sister is, I want to say she's like six. I don't know. I don't remember what year Star Tours actually opened. But we're all on there. And so we get to the point where the little pilot droid bot is like, oh, so this is your first time, or this is your first time flying on Star Tours, and it's mine too. You know, so you got your inexperienced pilot, and you finally launch off into space, and so you go through the hyperspace window and everything, and you shoot past the moon of Endor, and everything slows down, and I'm sitting there, just complete white knuckles holding on to my chair. Just like, oh my god, this thing's shaking and it's moving. Oh my god, I don't know what's, you know, I don't like roller coasters. I've never liked roller coasters. And this kind of triggered the roller coaster like feeling. Yeah, I'd never been on a ride like that before. I didn't really know that we weren't moving. I mean, I kind of knew that we weren't moving and that the room was just being shaken by hydraulics, but I didn't know. Yeah, I was a kid. I mean, ay, ay, ay.
So it was a screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Star Tours opened on April 12th, 1992. So I was 11 at that point, which means that my sister was 8. So imagine my little sister, 8 years old, sitting there. We're on Star Tours. I'm sitting in the corner. Mom's next to me. And then Dad, and then Teresa, and then Michael, right?
Yeah.
Teresa turns to Dad and says, "Daddy, how do we get home?"
After traveling through space?
Yeah. Isn't that cute?
It's funny.
I mean, I'm white knuckling it because I know that we're on a ride, and you know, like, I know this isn't, you know, I know it's just a simulation, but we're getting tossed and turned all over the place, and that's just, you know, we just went through hyperspace, man. Yeah. So I'm clinging on. I don't like being tossed around.
That's another sci-fi show.
Say what?
You said you were clinging on.
Oh, that's cute.
She's worried about getting home. That's cool. Forget this mess. I want to go home.
I thought that we were going to the moon of Endor. I wanted to see Wicket, damn it. But no, we had to go shooting past it because their stupid pilot, you know, it was his first time flying. And then we got stuck in that comet and we had to bust through it. And the Empire was there. And Yep. Anyway, so Star Tours is definitely a must, and then we'll take you on Space Mountain, and you'll actually see the building that was the inspiration for the backdrop of portions of the movie that we saw tonight.
Yay!
Yeah, I finally made my way back to it.
Yeah. I was wondering how we were going to get home.
Cute. Nice one, kitty. So, Tomorrowland. What did you think of it, Kitty?
I enjoyed it. It was really fun. Like I said, I had no intention of even thinking about going to see it whenever I first heard about it, and I didn't even watch any trailers. But, you know, like you, on that third trailer that we saw in the theater, I was like, well, that looks interesting. You know, you got these robot things, which I don't think that's giving anything away. It's in the trailer. You know, he chops the guy's arm off and it's all like
they're not sparking. Robots.
I don't know what they are.
Auto animatronics.
Some kind of androidy thing. They're not human. But I got lost there.
Yeah, so during the home invasion scene, yeah. The animatronics are going after George Clooney and the girl. And the thing I really love about this story is it's basically it looks back to a time when we had a lot more hope. You know, the world, it starts off at the World's Fair and a kid being inspired and having an invention.
Yeah.
And going up to the Hall of Invention and
carrying a bag around bigger than he was.
Yeah. And it turns out he's got a jetpack in there, and he's showing off his invention. And the question is asked, you know, how does this make the world a better place? And the kid says, "Anything's possible. If I saw someone flying around with a jetpack, I would look at that and think anything is possible. Doesn't that make the world a better place?
It makes people happy.
Boom! Right there. Right there. Love this movie. In the first few minutes. Just absolutely love that sentiment."
Yeah, and he wasn't annoying or egotistical or anything. You know, one of those kind of kids. He was a kid who had some hope. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And then...
And a jetpack.
And a jetpack. And it turns out that he ends up getting to go to Tomorrowland because at the World's Fair, they were looking for inventors and people to bring to Tomorrowland, because if you could gather all the greatest minds in the world in one place and let them go at about the task of changing the world, yeah, that was basically the entire point of Tomorrowland.
It almost sounded like it was just a land for geeks, you know, people who are into their passions. Because it wasn't just like technology or anything, they like artists, and did they say like dancers or something?
Yeah, sure.
It was just
it was really smart people
who
from all works of yeah. all or all works, all walks of life, you know, gathering to make a better tomorrow.
Dreamers.
Yeah.
So there was one thing I wanted to mention. I had it up here a minute ago, but
okay. Well, while you're looking that up, after the kid, what?
Oh, okay. Well, you're with the kid. I was going to mention the gum, but
oh, well, yeah. After the kid, then the kid grows up to be George Clooney. Yeah, so not a bad tomorrow for him.
You got to be in the Golden Girls and ER and some other stuff.
Yeah.
The Peacemaker. Oh, not so good.
Okay.
There were some flaws.
But then there's the girl. Her dad is a NASA engineer, and they're out at Cape Canaveral, and he's overseeing the disassembly of the launch pad.
Disassemble launch pad, McCormick.
Yeah, and he, I thought you were going to say launch pad McGraw.
No.
Because the dad was played by Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
So,
you didn't know that from the trailer. I'm the one who pointed that out. I was like, that's Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Ooh. No.
The guy from The Blind Side?
The Blind Side?
Uh-huh, with Sandra Bullock.
I didn't see it.
About the guy, about the, they
was adopt- he a coach?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
No, he was the dad.
Oh.
He's good at playing dads.
I think he is one, so you know, he may have some experience.
Is he a breeder?
Yeah.
Has he bred?
I believe so. With Faith Hill.
Okay. Well, then that would... Yeah.
He seems to know what he's doing.
That would make him a dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad we established that.
Makes her a mother.
Just say it.
No,
come on. Come on.
I'm just going to let that hang there.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
He was good, though. He was a good dad.
Anyway, he's the NASA engineer, and he's overseeing the disassembly of the launch pad. And it turns out that his baby girl is the one that's sabotaging the equipment that's doing it. You know, she's breaking in and short-circuiting the cranes and everything.
She don't like the idea it's going to shut down and be disassembled.
Yeah, because, you know, it's destroying the hope. You know, we should be going out into space. It's all she's ever dreamed about.
And putting him out of a job.
Yep. Yeah, there's that practical side to it, too.
Yeah.
But she gets caught, goes to jail. She ends up with a pin. Ends up seeing it. We don't really need to do a synopsis of the movie. But among her possessions was a pack of Beeman's gum.
I haven't seen Beeman's gum in forever. But you kind of were like... Beeman's gum. Like,
do you know why I went nuts for Beeman's gum?
I can't remember.
The Right Stuff.
Oh, no.
Chuck Yeager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know the connection that you had with that.
I swear that was a little Easter egg, you know, a nod to The Right Stuff, and it makes perfect sense. It's
yeah, that makes sense to me now.
She's hyper, you know, like she's into she's just a full-on geek into space. It makes perfect sense to me that her favorite gum would be Beeman's gum. Yeah, she's probably watched The Right Stuff 100,000 times.
I didn't even know they still made that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's... you can find it at a lot of specialty candy shops. I've even God, I don't remember where I saw it, but I have I've actually seen it in the wild in non candy shops, so
cool,
or non specialty shops. Yeah, I thought the Beeman's gum was really cool. Another thing I really enjoyed. She ends up traveling out to a hobby shop.
Yeah.
Out in, like, Texas?
Yeah, it was in Houston. It wasn't just a hobby shop. It was like a collectibles for sci-fi.
Yeah. And oh my God, there were so many things. You know, there was Star Wars stuff in there. There was Star Trek.
Did you see Emperor Zurg?
Yeah. Did you see the Iron Giant?
Yeah. There were a few different versions. You know, just different sizes of the on a shelf.
It reminded me a lot of that store that we went to in Las Vegas with Jim.
Oh, with all the toys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yep.
I like that. It had all of the older toys. I mean, toys I had as a kid and some I didn't that I wanted.
But the full-on life-size Han and Carbonite. That was flipping awesome. Oh, my God. Just the props that they had in the store alone. Yeah.
They had the Rebel outfit, the Rebel pilot.
Cool things. Did you see the Stormtrooper?
Yeah, I saw, I think it was a blow-up version of a clone trooper. It didn't look like anything in a costume. It looked like a balloon, you know. But, yeah, I did see the Stormtrooper. Saw the R2. When the one guy stepped out from the back room, what was it playing the...
It was the Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
And then he got stuck in the door.
Yeah, it was funny. Shit on him.
That was a Key. God, I can't remember. Something Michael Key. Damn it. I can't remember. Anyway, he's one of the guys from Key and Peele.
Oh.
And then Catherine Hahn played his wife.
I've seen her before. I don't know what in, but she...
She pops up all over the place.
I recognized her, sort of. Behind all the hair and the glasses, I did kind of recognize her.
I want to know what she was watching in that first moment. Like, what was she watching blow up?
It was some kind of nuke. Probably some kind of apocalyptic movie, like a nuclear war movie. Because it was a nuke and boom, blew up a city or something.
Yeah.
It sounded like she had it on a loop. Because it kept blowing up over and over. Holy shit, lady. Boom. At first, I thought it was the day after, but I was like, no, that's not it.
Well, I was kind of hoping it was going to be Terminator 2, but the explosion wasn't correct.
No.
Don't leave me hanging. I'm trying to chew here.
Okay.
You saw me shovel food in my mouth.
I was trying to think of what else was in. Just a lot of different... there was an R2. There were some of the, what is that, Robbie the Robot? And I'm trying to think of what the name of the other robot was from the Forbidden Planet. Was that like 9 something? I don't know. If Jim was still out there, he would know which one it was. He mentioned it the other day. But it was just a lot of sci-fi collectibles in there that anyone who's watched science fiction, I didn't see any kind of Star Trek stuff, which I was kind of like, okay, I see who it is. Friggin' Disney. But, all right. I was hoping for at least an Enterprise or some kind of starship, but no.
There was Star Trek stuff in there.
I didn't remember seeing anything, and I was looking for it. I thought I saw an Enterprise at one point, but it was like in a flash, so I couldn't really tell, something hanging from the ceiling. But at that point, everything was going on, so it was hard to tell of anything.
Trust me, there was Star Trek stuff in there. I don't remember exact specifics. But the most specific thing I do remember was them thanking CBS Television for the Star Trek props in the credits.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, there was definitely Star Trek stuff in there. There are so many little hidden things in this. Really, really want to go see this again just to try and catch things that I didn't catch the first time. You know, the little Easter eggs.
Yeah. Well, and then there was this point. Well, I'm going to go after that with the were they not? What did you call them? They weren't robots or whatever. They were the Secret Service
auto animatronics.
Yeah, they were always smiling. Yeah, it's creepy as hell.
I love that. Yeah, that was the actor who played that main animatronic agent.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was unnerving.
It was a forced creepy smile.
That guy was flipping amazing.
He had nice teeth, but you know
he did have nice teeth. He had extremely nice teeth.
And Jim did get back to me. He said it was B9.
B9?
Yeah.
Not B4?
No. No. Yeah, that guy was creepy. All of them were smiling and that forced creepy smile with the teeth exposed, the bright, shiny teeth. So you knew they were up to something. And they were.
Yeah, one of the things I forgot to mention that had brought up It's a Small World. That was at the World's Fair, and it was actually featured in the movie. Can't help but wonder. I wonder if people are going to go on the ride and
with the pin.
Yeah, with the pin, and just hope that they'll get stopped and drop into the secret chamber that will take them to Tomorrowland.
Which would be
really funny, because you would just end up having to walk just past the, you know, the exit of It's a Small World, walk a little bit, hang a left at the Matterhorn, and that'll take you to Tomorrowland.
Well, for the moment that his little boat stopped, and you know, he's sitting there and all the music is going on. What did you think of at that moment? You were thinking of a podcast you listened to. I used to listen to.
No,
they
talked
about the small world. I was with the guy.
Why are you trying to tell me what I was thinking of?
Because you listened to HBO.
That was thinking of the guy who got stuck. I do watch, you know, Home Box Office, you know, mostly just Game of Thrones. I'm waiting for Silicon Valley to complete its run, and then I'll just power through that one.
Didn't see it.
That's one that I don't have to watch. You know,
I was just thinking immediately of the guy that was stuck in a It's a Small World ride and having to sit through that for what, 7
No,
hours?
You mean the quadriplegic guy who, yeah, you know, when the ride broke down, and, you know, was stuck thinking, on there for like 4 hours.
No.
What show was that on?
That's some kind of podcast. I don't know.
No, what's it called? Stop being the cat and
no,
just
I'm
say
I'm trying
it.
To think. I did lose it. I lost it. I haven't listened to it for that long. Babylon. That's it.
Babylon?
Hollywood Babylon. That's it.
Yeah, Hollywood Babylon. There we go.
I just kept wanting to say Home Box Office. I told you it's been that long.
All right. Well, I don't really want to go too into the story or anything, because it just couldn't possibly do the movie justice.
No, you have to see
it. It was all about we used to have hope
for the future.
Yeah, you know, and
for the future.
You know, we would imagine the greater future, and then I know that there's still a lot of people that do still have those that hope. I'm certainly one of them.
They dance around in a Chipotle.
Yes, absolutely, but
wow, I didn't even think about it until you were putting things that way. How like. People are starting to lose hope about shit, and you're just a little kid who's dancing around Chipotle, happy about nothing. Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. You dance, kid.
She can dance if she wants to. no. But it does feel like a lot of people have lost that hope. I mean, I...
That brings something else up. So there's some.
Hold
kid.
On, stop, okay. stop. I need to make this point so I can move past it.
Okay, go for it.
The entire idea of this movie is, yeah, you can. We just need to have the hope. And there's the analogy of the wolves, and you know, there's.
Oh, I like that one about the story. Her dad told her about the two wolves. One was. Dark on the side of dark, and one was on the side of light.
Yeah, and
which one would survive?
They're locked in battle. Which one wins?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the answer is which one you feed.
I thought that was awesome.
And that basically sums up the entire movie right there, and it comes within the first 20 minutes easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. This entire movie is about feeding hope. and getting back to the place that we used to be. You know, our if you, at least certainly here in the United States, you know, if you turn on the news, you know, there's always a negative angle towards it, you know, and it's just feeding despair, and a lot of people are sick of it. Yeah, this movie was made at the right time.
Yeah, I think this will do. This should do well. I think people will like this movie.
Yeah, it's
I'm a cynic, and I liked it. I kind of felt a little something, like hope.
I'm a cynic, and I liked it. There's our quote. Write that one down.
Okay.
And I'm an internal optimist, and I absolutely love this movie. It's right there with yeah. I go through moments where things feel like shit and I'm not happy with things, but I choose to be the optimist because frankly I'm happier when I'm optimistic and
have evil thoughts.
Yes.
Come on.
We have to talk about the evil thoughts. We absolutely okay. There was this kid running around the theater while the credits were rolling.
Yeah, back and forth in that area that we could stretch our feet out.
Yeah, and his mom was beckoning him over, and he finally went trotting by. And after he was out of the way, I just kind of nudged the kitty a little bit and just stuck out my foot. I was thinking about it. I wanted to trip a kid after seeing a Disney movie.
I was thinking the same thing, so I'm not judging. After you said that, and you were sticking your foot out, you know, and I nodded in agreement and was on the same wavelength, and I was just like, I just made that motion with my hand where it's standing up and it just goes flat. Pow! That's just mean. And then just to see a kid dancing around. But no, that kid was a little bit annoying, running back and forth.
Well, I mean, parents shouldn't let their kids off their leash.
But
and what ever happened to kids being on a leash?
Yeah.
You remember that? That was something from the 80s. I mean, going to Disneyland, you see all the kids on their multicolor leash, you know, and then walking their invisible dog.
Yep.
It was funny. You know, parents got the kids on a leash, and the kid has an invisible dog on a leash. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. They need to bring the leash laws.
And they're
back.
All going over to Mission to Mars. Oh my gosh. I wonder if they'll bring back Mission to Mars.
That was a terrible movie.
No. Oh. Wait, that was a movie, huh?
Yeah. Wasn't that Gary Sinise?
And Ashley Judd?
I don't know.
Don Cheadle?
It could have been.
And Liev Schreiber, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe?
There was another Mars movie at the same time.
I think. I don't know. Oh, Tim Robbins. That's right. It was Tim Robbins. There we go. And Jerry O'Connell. Okay. Oh my God, I was wrong. Who did I say the woman was?
Ashley Judd.
Oh my God, it was Connie Nielsen.
Oh, okay.
I screwed that one up.
Oops.
I think
it's Red Planet that I was thinking of, but that's got Val Kilmer and Carrie Ann Moss in it.
I remember that.
But Mission to Mars, yeah.
Didn't we watch that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I would have got bored with it quick.
Okay. Hey, Simon Baker and Terrence Stamp were in that? Tom Sizemore? Benjamin Bratt? Wow.
Yeah, I would have remembered that then.
Interesting. Tomorrowland. It's a movie about hope.
You did say that it had George Clooney in it. The girl, I don't know. She must be new or...
I don't recognize her either.
And the other name, Hugh Laurie, was in it.
Which yes.
In the trailer, you missed that one completely until I pointed it out. And I was like, that's Hugh Laurie. You're like, what? But he was using his regular voice, his English accent. So, oh. Which I said at the time, I'd gotten so used to House... You know, I don't even recognize him anymore. And which was weird because whenever he first started playing House, I knew him from a bit of Fry and Laurie. So I knew he had the accent, but seeing House, it took me a while to get used to it. So now I got to get used to him again speaking in his normal voice. It's like it's not the, and plus he doesn't have a cane or the stubble, so.
But he's every bit as much of a dick.
Yeah. He plays that well.
I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
All right. Well, the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts, as long as it's working, at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m.
I almost forgot that.
Pacific. And we got the webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. It's where you can find the live stream.
Yep. Yep, yep. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And thank you to Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
DC Cantel for our segment intros, and I think we've got a couple of new followers.
That we do. We've got the Mac Geek. And GFQ Network. You recognize the Mac Geek?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I said anything to him yet about that. About following. I thought that was cool. Been a while since I've talked to him.
I've been keeping in touch with him. I talk to him every once in a while on Skype. He's doing well. One of our friends from the chat were oh my god. I almost called you Felix. See, I start thinking about Daniels, and now I'm calling you Felix again.
Wow, don't know who that is.
The Twit unfiltered chat. yep, one of our friends from there found us. Hey, and then we've also been followed by the GFQ Podcast Network. What does Oh, the guys from Queens. Hey, cool.
How's yous guys? Sorry. That was wrong.
And thank you for listening.
Yep.
Yep.
Who are you?
I'm Miranda Janelle.
And that freaking cat.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah?
You know, we already watched our flick pick. Perhaps we should consider changing, you know, the end of the show. Maybe.
Okay.
Just maybe. I don't know. Do you want to go watch a movie?
Okay. Talking is hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Still haven't let go of that server crashing right in the middle of the show.
We made it through.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I'm frustrated. Now I got a lot more work to do.
Stupid computers.
Yeah, but they make all of this possible, so we love them.
Okay. I like them too, then. Yay, computers.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.